Well, we welcome everybody this morning, visitors and regulars alike. We're thankful you can join us for our Sunday school time. Depending who you talk to this week, we in here in Lancaster County or Central Pennsylvania experienced a once in a 50 or once in a 100 year occurrence, actually two of them. The first one happened last Sunday. Now, a lot of us think of a hurricane that are 35 years or older, use Agnes as a example, and so far, I haven't had one that met up to it. But the other one happened about a week prior. Some of us didn't even know it happened, some of us did. Now, if we live on the West Coast, live on the San Andreas Fault, earthquakes, at least a 5.0 earthquake is more of a common occurrence. But for us here on the East Coast, any earthquake is something for us to stop and think about, especially one that's a magnitude of 5.0 or greater. The ironic thing about this is when hurricanes hit and earthquakes hit, you have a small contingent of people try to explain them away. The earthquake, I found it kind of comical. When I say we use the word fracking, I think most of you will know what I mean. It's the procedure the natural gas companies use to extract natural gas. It's going on strong here in Pennsylvania, especially northern Pennsylvania, especially northeastern Pennsylvania. And there's people out there blaming the earthquake on the fracking. There's people out there blaming the hurricanes on things that man has done, or haphazard lifestyle, or desire on fossil fuel. And I could probably go on and off this morning on things. I looked at our Sunday school lesson here the past week, and our whole next quarter is taken out of the book of Genesis. And this week, it deals on Genesis chapter 1, creation. A little bit of statistics on earthquakes. Worldwide, annually, there is one 8.0 or greater of magnitude, one per year, since the year 1900 on average. Here in the United States, we have a 5.0 to a 5.9 magnitude earthquake. In year 2010, there was 1963. Year 2011, there's been 792 as to date. That was worldwide. In the United States, we had 71 5.0s or greater and 36 to date. That has been the average since the year 1900. Somewhere between 1600 and 1800 earthquakes worldwide annually of 5.0 or greater. Fracking has nothing to do with earthquakes. So the question I try to present this morning is, what is our view of the world we live in? Do we believe the Creator, that it was, and He created it, and He also controls it? If we fall in that category, fracking, hurricanes, earthquakes, are natural occurrences, and they are controlled by God. Turn your Bibles with you one a second here to Romans chapter 1. I came across this here the other week when I was going through my devotions, and when I seen my Sunday school lesson and heard about the earthquake and the hurricane and heard some of the things that were people were saying about them, I think this fit it pretty good. Romans chapter 1, I'm going to pick up in verse 20, I'm going to read down through 25. It says, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His external power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became as fools. And He changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to a corruptible man, and to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." That's the world we live in today. I could bore you a lot of scientific facts this morning on different things, and the thing of creation and how animals and everything else will work together. I always find kind of intriguing, and there's one that I'm going to share about because I used to experience these things when I was younger. We used to fish the Octoberry River a lot. That was pretty much just normal Sunday afternoon occurrence, and we used to catch these eels all the time. Now, some of you know what an eel is, and some of you don't. But years ago, they were very common in our rivers and lakes. I mean, it was probably the most common biomass there was that we had experienced here. We always kind of hated the things because they were kind of, you know, they resemble a snake and so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter was, a century ago, in Lancaster County, they were, people caught these things by the thousands in the fall for food for the winter. Now, I want to share about the eel because, you know, I thought it was kind of, it seemed a weird thing to be swimming in rivers, but I found out later the eel was actually the only fish that spawns in salt water and lives in fresh water. All the others, that's a lot of them spawn in fresh water and live in salt water. The eel, anywhere from the time it is 6 years old to 20 years old, it'll travel from the fresh water wherever it goes down into the Bermuda Triangle, spawn at 6,000 feet, die, and the young ones migrate from there back up into fresh water. The question I asked this morning, what triggers an eel to do that? Who placed in the eel migration? So next time someone tells you fracking is causing earthquakes, or man's existence on earth is causing hurricanes, ask them, what triggers the eel to go down in the Bermuda Triangle to spawn at 6,000 feet when it's anywhere from 6 to 20 years old? And see what they tell you. Okay, let's pray. God, we again thank you for being God. God, we thank you for being in control. God, you control. You created the world, and you control the world. And God, through that, we can have peace and know that not only do you control the world, you created us as humans. and you desire having control of our lives too. God, we again lift the morning to you. We lift the service to you. We lift the Sunday school class to you. God, we know there's quite a few new teachers this morning. We just pray your blessing on them as new classes are formed. And we just pray, God, that your spirit can be with them and help them through it. God, be with Doug as he brings a message. God, we just pray your spirit on him also. And just pray your blessing on each one today as we go through our day. And God, we just, again, want to thank you, God, for your creation, your giving us life, and for you being in control. In your name we pray, amen.